People mistake kindness for honesty. I never understood why. The two have almost nothing to do with each other. Kind people smile. They remember birthdays. They ask about your children, your migraines, your mother's surgery. They bring soup when you're sick and flowers when someone dies. They know exactly how much eye contact to make before looking away. Honesty isn't required for any of that. Only attention. I've always paid attention. It's amazing what people reveal when they believe you've already decided they're good. Take my neighbor, Elise. Everyone adored her. She chaired charity events, fostered abandoned dogs, and somehow managed to make homemade bread every Sunday morning. The smell drifted down the hallway before 8, warm and familiar, as dependable as church bells. People called her remarkable. I called her predictable. There's a difference. Remarkable people surprise you. Predictable people simply repeat themselves until you know where every crack is hiding. Elise's crack was loneliness. Not the dramatic sort. She wasn't abandoned or abused or forgotten. Her husband loved her. Her children called every week. She had friends. No. Hers was a quieter loneliness, the kind that settles into people after 50, when they begin wondering if this is all there is. The frightening thing about that kind of loneliness is how grateful it becomes for being noticed. I noticed. Of course I did. At first, it was innocent enough. An extra 5 minutes talking in the hallway, remembering the name of the teacher she'd loved in fourth grade, asking about a book she'd mentioned weeks before. The little things. People never realize the little things are the most important things. Trust isn't built during grand gestures. It's built when someone remembers that you take one sugar instead of two. By November, she was telling me things she'd never told her own husband. Not because I asked, because she needed someone to hold the weight of them. She confessed she sometimes drove past her old house just to see if the maple tree was still standing. She admitted she'd hidden a letter from her husband 32 years earlier because she'd been afraid of what it might say. She told me she'd once packed a suitcase and sat beside the front door for almost an hour before unpacking it again. I never judged her. People mistake silence for acceptance. Sometimes, it's simply curiosity. I often wonder when the shift happens, the exact moment someone stops being cautious. It isn't dramatic. There isn't a flash of music or a meaningful glance. One day, they just simply decide you're safe. It's almost sweet. After that, they stop noticing what they've told you. They forget the dates, the habits, the fears. The tiny inconsistencies that, on their own, mean nothing. Until they mean everything. When Elise disappeared, everyone searched for something extraordinary. A mysterious stranger. A secret lover. Financial problems. The police love motives that fit neatly into folders. Life is rarely so considerate. The detective assigned to the case interviewed me once. A thoughtful man. Bright enough to notice details. Not quite bright enough to notice which details mattered. He asked whether Elise had seemed frightened. No. Whether she'd mentioned leaving. No. Whether anyone had been paying unusual attention to her. I almost smiled. Because the truthful answer would have sounded absurd. No one noticed the attention. That was rather the point. He thanked me for my time. I watched him walk across the courtyard, notebook tucked beneath one arm, shoulders a little heavier than when he'd arrived. Good detectives carry unanswered questions like stones in their pockets. They don't realize the weight until much later. Sometimes I think about telling him. Not everything. Just enough. Enough to watch him rearrange every assumption he'd made. Enough to see the exact moment certainty abandons him. I imagine his expression often. It makes me smile. Not because Elise is gone. That part doesn't interest me nearly as much as people assume. No. What interests me is how desperately everyone wants monsters to look like monsters. They expect sharp teeth, raised voices, uncontrolled anger. They never imagine someone who remembers anniversaries, who waters your plants while you're on holiday, who sends handwritten thank you notes. Someone who already knows your favorite tea and exactly where you hide the spare key.